God, by Cole Garrity. I could feel a cold wind on my face. I could see my breath. Whoosh, trees went. I was on the mountain snowboarding with Zach and Grayson. We were the only ones here. Hey, Grayson, do you want to come with me and Zach? Nope, Grayson said. We snowboarded down the hill for a very long time. Suddenly, we heard a scream. That's Grayson's scream, I worried. We took off our snowboards and put them in a safe place. We went to where we heard the scream. Grayson, 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 where are you? I said. We couldn't find him. We went back to the snowboards. Oh no, they're gone. Wait, that means we're not alone, I thought. Hey look, there's footprints, I said. I think these are Grayson's. We followed them for hours. Our legs were aching. We couldn't feel our faces. My stomach growled. Look, there's a hut, said Zach. I'm going in, said Zach. No, I said, we don't know if he's in there. Why, he might be in there, said Zach. Fine, let's go, I said. Creak! Whoa, that's a noisy door. Grayson, are you there? Ah! Grayson, what? Go, go. Run. Zach, through the window. Crunch. Zach, quiet. We don't want it to hear us. Here it comes. Dude, I'm pretty sure that's what took it. Him. Suddenly, ah! I screamed. Zach, oh no! You're gone. I'm alone. I have to get the patrol at the bottom of the mountains. I sprinted down the hill, panting and panting and panting. Finally, I'm here. Excuse me. There's a monster up on those mountains. You have to come. It took my friends. This is what it looks like. It had stinky brown hair and old rotting meat stuck in its teeth. Blood eyes and razor sharp teeth, I said. Okay, sir. I rode up with him. It took about 2 hours. There it is. Get it. I'm going inside the hut to get my friends. Grayson, Zach, are you there? They were trapped inside an old bone cage. Ah, it smells in here. Whatever. Well, let's get you guys in here. And let's try not to go by ourselves next time. The end.